Today's show is sponsored by Simon Cowell's Owl Towels. Made with real owls. This is the technical difficulties we're playing Citation Needed. I have an almost randomly selected article from everybody's favourite reliable source of knowledge, Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding, and a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah. My.
And today we are talking about the Arctic Winter Games.
Ho, 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 ho.
What the hell was that?
That's one of the events.
Yeah.
Best yeah. chuckle in a cold environment.
It's probably going to be pretty parky outside. I imagine your outdoor events would be pretty quick, really.
You need a hearty chuckle to warm you up.
You would, a hearty belly chuckle.
Who's he?
He's the chuckle brother.
You're right, though. It is very cold. You know where it's being hosted this year?
In fact, the Arctic.
The Arctic. You made this
twice
mistake.
In as many shows.
It's actually not in the Arctic this year.
Well, that's a lot of
balls. Is it in the Antarctic?
No.
Oh. Are we talking it's not in the Arctic, but on some kind of technicality that the
it's
nearest
It's just
place?
Below the Arctic.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Is that the old name for the Winter Olympics, and is it in Sochi?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Oh,
no,
good
not
shout,
at all.
Though. Good
Svalbard. These are entirely different games.
What could be so different that you can't do...
I imagine this is crazy stuff like hollowing out your own canoe.
Well, we'll get to games in a minute.
All right,
I mean,
okay.
Where
well,
is it?
Tromso, Alaska.
Greenland.
Fairbanks, Alaska. Point to you.
Okay.
And you asked who was going to be involved in this. Well, the catch here is it's not for the world. It's for...
Inuit and other indigenous peoples
point,
only.
It's for all the cultures around the Arctic. Can someone tell me any of the contingents rather than countries that are coming from all around the world?
So the people that lived in Greenland and
yeah, Greenland is a contingent. Yep, point.
Northern Canada,
Northwest Territories. Yep, another point.
Finland, Lapland,
The Sami people, which is the general area up there. Yep.
Yes.
The Yukon's coming up from Canada. The Yamalo Nenets from Russia.
That is a lovely word.
It is. Lovely. It's well, it's like I'm saying. Oh yes, the Wiltshire. Yamalo Nenets.
Yeah. I know them. Didn't they own most of Cheshire?
This is from the Yamalo Nenets Autonomous Okrug.
Oh, you can't have Yamalo Nenets and then tip it off with Okrug.
I think I've got an Okrug in my hall.
So, we may as well get to this then. What kind of events are being played at the Arctic Winter Games? There's the obvious ones. Yes, there's alpine skiing and there's figure skating and there's ice hockey and there's the games to do with that. What are the ones you wouldn't
so
find
is
at the Olympics?
Speed snow structure building out of snow bricks.
Ooh. Speed glue.
It's a good idea, but no.
Iditarod, dog sled racing?
Yes, dog mushing.
Snowmobile racing.
Oh.
Oh, now that'd be lovely. There is no kind of mechanically assisted ones in here. There's biathlon, which, you know, you have a gun to mechanically assist.
Is there a Flintstone style snowmobile?
That's called alpine skiing, and I'm giving you a point.
Oh, that'd be great. That snowmobile racing would look brilliant.
Well, it's X Games, they do it, don't they? Winter X Games.
Yeah. There are a couple you wouldn't expect in here, which are very much more...
Elementary rocketry.
Indoor sport.
Squash.
yes!
Badminton.
Point. Thank you.
Hey! Off, I say elementary rocketry, not right. He says badminton.
Yep. At least that's a sport.
Are you telling me rocketry is not a sport?
It's not in the X Games yet.
Well, it should be.
I don't
know
if they have like a double X Games for the or a triple X.
Triple X Games.
Now that I would pay to see.
You probably have
you probably
to.
You would
pay.
Have yes. to, yes.
In fact, I'm fairly certain, should any of our viewers Google that, you will in fact be able to pay to see that. Now, there's one here which you're never going to get the name of, which is called Dean Games. D-E-N-E. I may be pronouncing that wrong. It may be Dene. And there is no reference to this anywhere on Wikipedia. So before we start, I went out, I had a look at what these are. And these are traditional forms of competition of the northern cultures.
Okay.
Do you want to guess what they are? Because they are interesting, to say the least.
Are they sports?
They are...
Is this where you end up with like weird things like toe wrestling and...
Oh, you know, you're pretty damn close.
Mm. Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
Thumb wars, that kind of thing.
So I'm going to give you the names. If you can tell me kind of what this involves.
All right.
Stick pull.
Is that where you... Two guys holding a greased stick, isn't it? And... Something
it's,
like that, pulling against
each other.
It's
not greased, but yes, it's the one who ends up with the stick wins.
Yeah,
or the one who drags the other person's hand past them.
Yeah,
I've seen
that. I think they do that sort of up on one of the northern Scottish Isles as well.
Oh, right.
Because that culture feeds in from Nordic and things as well.
Yeah,
so I think I've seen that on
How about finger pull?
Pull my finger.
Well, you could. I mean,
you know what? Point.
Is it who pulls the finger and farts loudest? Seriously,
no,
tell me.
No,
oh,
not.
Come on.
Is it like a game of peanuts? Have you each got hold of like the other person's one finger and
yep.
First one to scream out loses or something?
It's not first one to scream out. I'm giving you the point. It's the first one to... they take turns defensive and offensive. It's the first person to straighten the other person's finger.
Oh!
And according to the thing I'm looking at, they have buckets of ice water on hand. Like, there is a judge who's making sure you're not doing jerking motions that will dislocate something. But other than that...
It's a smooth sort of...
Yeah.
Ooh.
That sounds quite painful, actually.
Everybody,
it's right, live sure finger pull. Hang on, we need to commentate.
Hold on. Right, let me
I can't even see judge. Because of...
I wrap my finger around like that.
Tom okay. Scott, wrapping his... Tom Scott going in for an offensive. Oh. Who's offensive? Who's defensive?
I'm offensive.
Tom Scott is offensive. We all knew this anyway. He's pulling very hard on Matt Gray's finger.
Actually surprisingly difficult.
Let's try the other way.
Yeah, go.
Okay, and Matt Gray now offensive.
Oh,
well, that lasted.
Matt is better at this game than I am.
Quite easy, really.
Does anyone want to make a comment about the strength of Matt Gray's right hand? Anyone?
Not me, at the moment. Sit here and be a little bit disappointed in myself.
Well, everybody, Matt, we found where you're going next. It's the Ice Games for you, as Britain's representative in the finger pull. you're the country's champion finger puller. how many fates and stuff are you ever going to open?
Pull my finger?
Oh, that's a sponsorship if ever there was one. Pole push.
Is it do when
you push a pole?
Push a pole?
You do, but I'm going to need more than that.
We've got two teams trying to hold it up or something.
I'm going to give you the point there, Gary.
Oh, wow,
it's basically reverse tug of war. You're trying to drive the other team past a back mark
rather
than a centre mark.
Of people who play these games going to see a tug of war contest and yelling that you're doing it wrong.
Wrong way, you fools! There are two more in this category. One is hand games. And this is the simplest damn thing, and I can play it right now if there is something around here. Here we go. We can literally play hand games right now.
Tom's opened his wallet. Bloody hell.
Which hand?
Right hand.
Left. Therefore, one of us wins.
Matt Gray wins, point.
Seriously?
That is the hand games. And there are all sorts of regulations on what you can and cannot do as a distraction.
Like have a live fish in your hand when you open it.
Magic. I want to see that in a stadium of 80,000 people.
Yeah. All I'm seeing is a slightly more interesting version of watching Derren Brown.
Oh, he'd be banned outright, wouldn't he? The wizard, the sorcerer. You don't one hand no coin, the other hand, a coin that then disappears and reappears in the other. Magician.
The last one is the wonderfully titled Snow Snake.
Right.
That's not a cock joke, Gary.
No, I think you'll find it is.
Please tell me it's a spitting cobra covered in snow.
No.
Crawl as far as you can in the snow on your belly.
You're not crawling yourself.
No, your I'm wife. Not. I'm sat in a chair.
Your wife.
Drag someone through the snow and make it look like they're crawling.
No, you're getting an object to move through the snow.
A snake.
No.
A rock.
Stick?
Cocktail stick.
I'm gonna let you have stick. Spear.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So you've got.
Do you glide it along the ground?
So underhand spear slide sort of
and
affair.
A point for underhand. Ah. Exactly right. That is snow snake.
Well, it could be like over.
Long curling.
Yeah. Thunk.
That's spearing.
Oh, no.
You have an icy surface and you see how far you can send your spear.
Cool.
There is another set of games. So you have the Arctic Winter Games, you have the Winter Olympics, and then you also have the World Eskimo Indian Olympics, WEIO, which is held in July or August.
Uh-huh.
Which is games rooted in ancestral hunting and survival techniques. Does anyone want to take a guess on a couple of the events that are...
Laugh at Bear Grylls.
Real life canoe battleship.
Wait, what?
F3.
Yeah. Lobber rock. Just a big tarpaulin hung over the middle of a little, I don't know, a little rock, ice pool or something and bunging rocks over the side, yeah.
All right, there is right.
No, not even close. There is a game called Drop the Bomb.
Is that where you go in someone's front yard?
Because on ice, you would need the grip and everything to be able to get away with that, wouldn't you? Not leaving footprints and stuff that can be traced.
Drop the bomb. No, it's a person kind of lying face down, arms outstretched as a cross.
Right.
Three spotters position them. Participant tightens all their muscles. The spotters lift the body and have to carry them as far as possible before their arms sag and they can't hold themselves in that position anymore.
Huh. We are trying this.
I think we did that at school.
Now.
We also have the ear pull. So we want to take a guess how
Wait.
That works. That's...
Is it something a bit like that?
Like that.
It is, isn't it?
Point. not strictly. Two people sitting down facing each other with twine looped around each other's
ears. Oh, yeah, I've seen this one as well, actually.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, and you pull away like that. Yeah, I've seen this one on the telly as well.
How's it work, then? So,
and it's just a loop of string that hooks round the back of your ears, and you just pull away.
Yeah, and it says here, it is stamina to pain.
Yeah.
That is all it is. It's an endurance competition rather than speed or agility.
You see, and they all laughed when you got that dodgy Sky subscription to the Indigenous People's
Satellite Network. I don't know how I've seen all these things, but several of them I've seen, yeah.
You just, at one point, have you got a lost week or something?
More than one. Wait.
Are the photographs going to turn up of you competing in the games?
I don't remember any of this. He's got all these medals, though.
He's from the South. He is known as Joel of the Sun. Put this on late at night, around about 11:30 post.
Just after the pubs.
We would all enjoy watching men trying to pull each other's ears off.
See, yeah. That's what they could do on BBC Three.
Yeah? Just toe wrestling and gut barging and stuff like that as well. Give it a proper
cheese rolling once a year. And
I don't get that.
What, cheese rolling?
Well,
it's just running downhill, isn't it?
It just, well, it's downhill. It's
with
it's
a cheese
so
that can kill you.
Ragdolling down a hill.
With a cheese that can kill you.
I would, as long as there's like already dubbed on boing for a time someone hits
I've
the floor.
I've got too much cheese can kill you going around my head.
Too much cheese can kill you if you can't make up your mind. Torn between the Edam and the Gouda you left behind.
Yes!
You're heading for disaster because you didn't see the rhyme.
Oh! Yes!
Too much cheese will kill you every time.
On that, you know, I keep doing this, but Gary, congratulations, you win the show. You have won the freedom of the city.
Oh.
Oh, no, sorry, you've won the freedom of the city, so do enjoy it.
Yes,
until then, that's been Matt Gray.
Bye bye.
That's been Gary Brennan. That's been Chris Joel. I've been Tom Scott, and we'll see you next time. That was our season finale. Thanks for watching. If you've liked the series, then do let us know, or better yet, point your friends our way. We should be back sometime in early autumn with another run of shows, but until then, there are more than 30 audio episodes of our Reverse Trivia podcast at techdiff.co.uk. See you soon.